Let's roll out the audio map of the country now. With the help of some of our reporters and their microphones, we're going to drop in on the places where Americans are casting votes today. We wanted to find out who is doing their civic duty and what inspired them to go to the polls. Starting in the east, we go outside the United Methodist Church in Hartford, Connecticut.
My name is William Condell, and I worked at Pratt & Whitney. We're under attack from the jihadists, and I think we need a strong person in the White House.
My name is Kathleen Leonard. I live in East Hartford. I work for a laborers union. I hope my vote will accomplish keeping jobs in the United States.
My name is Walter Martin. I hope my vote can help us citizens get better health and welfare. Since I retired, I found out what it was all about.
Now let's swing south to Atlanta and to two neighborhoods there. One is the Little Five Point Community Center in the Inman Park neighborhood. The other is the Kennedy Head Start Preschool on the west side.
I'm Jan Keith. This is the biggest crowd I've seen for early morning voters, and I can't tell you when. People I've never seen here before are out voting, and this is a great thing.
I'm Dennis Mobley. I generally always vote. I mean, that's a privilege that we have in democracy. And this particular election, we've got to replace what I consider the worst president of my lifetime. So this is a critical election.
My name is Deborah Prince, and I'm from Atlanta. The issues that are important to me are the health care, welfare, and education of the children, and the jobs, a little everything.
Moving west now, we'll listen in at the Dunbar Community Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. And we'll also check in at the Greater Archview Baptist Church.
I'm Vanita Humphrey. I'm here because this is a time when something is happening that has never happened before. We have some wonderful candidates, and I just like what we have going on here.
My name is Wesley McFadden, and I'm here today just to vote, just to get out and kind of make my voice heard, because I know it's an important election day. A lot of issues on the table. The job market is not where I believe it should be.
Ashley Danielle Fair. Well, what matters to me is that we have a president that cares about the people.
Hop next to the southwest. By 10 a.m. in Tucson at El Pueblo Neighborhood Center, the senior center, there was a pretty good crowd, and the sun was shining on voters, including Ford Valencia.
There's a lot of concerns that we have in this country and the war. But when you can provide the necessity of life, I think the medical part is the biggest thing, and the jobs out there. But it's scary not to be able to insure your family. And if you do insure, it's so costly. One paycheck would go to purchase medical insurance, which is over $700 a month. Now, that's ridiculous in this country.
I'm Teresa Pond. We've had so many years now of divisive politics and turmoil, fear-mongering. So it's nice, it'll be nice to have someone new and peace, maybe.
Finally, an unusual polling place in Venice Beach, California. Here's a hint. This voter is carrying a surfboard.
My name is Daniel Brookman. Well, this is the lifeguard headquarters on Venice Beach, California. This is where the lifeguards maintain their main guys and set out from here to man all the lifeguard stands. So they have all their boats and surfboards and rescue equipment here. And they open it up for the elections every other year or so. We're right on the ocean, and as soon as I'm done fulfilling my civic obligation, I'm going to go catch some waves.
A man with a plan. It's a small national sampling from the Atlantic to the Pacific of voters taking part in today's Super Tuesday presidential nominating contests.